Hey guys, this is Kyle from Kirby Crackle, and you are currently mutating to the Watcha Show.
Have you ever had a friend that you lose, and your heart, it was broken, the truth, it was spoken, thrown away like a tissue that's used, so I pushed out my glasses and crawled through the ashes, when I see a choice in front of me, where I can lay and die and never pay, where I can move ahead and be free, I gotta live, I gotta mutate, baby! So cool, but the ones who came out to pretend it don't matter. I know they'll never say that I lit the fuse. Yeah, I know in my heart that it's here where it started. Now when I see a choice in front of me, where I can lay and die in apathy, where I can move ahead and be free, I gotta live, I gotta mutate, baby.
Hi, Nath here, and welcome to the Kirby Crackle special with Kyle Stevens, which we recently recorded at Supernova in Melbourne. Now, before we continue, just to give you a bit of background, we had a bit of technical difficulty, and unfortunately, we lost probably the first 2 minutes of this interview. So where we pick up now is where Mike's asked the question about nerd rock and the direction that it's moving in now, and music in general with Kyle.
I feel lucky. I was kind of taught that growing up, and sometimes I believe it more than others, but I remember that's always like part of how I think, and I feel better when I realize that about myself, and we all have that thing. So on the new record, we kind of explore that and kind of talk about, you know, with the song like The Day My Powers Arrived, about a young mutant developing powers and the X-Men or whoever sweeps in to say like, hey, you're going to be okay, and kind of tie that into, you know, personal development.
My powers did arrive.
So I think that's kind of where our music's going, and getting like more personal connection with our fans, and also reflecting the storylines that I've seen over the past 6 years of doing this, and the common thread of geek culture and what everyone wants, I think.
Do you feel that, you know, each album, obviously, there's like a specific special song for you? Is there something on Mutate Baby that you really dig?
Yeah, it's that song I briefly described, the Day My Powers Arrived. It's a song that is interesting where all the parts, if you played them separately, don't really sound that cool, but only when you link them all together does it sound like this moving cog machine. And then we put out a song called We Had a Good Run, that there was a bunch of riots in the fall. This incident called the Ferguson Riots happened, where people were being profiled due to race, and then people in the community said enough's enough, and you know, if you guys know about that, the police pushed back. It was a mess. But I was watching that for days, and I thought, all right, we're done. Bring the aliens in. Like, we're done. Save us from ourselves. It's like, we had a good run. You know, that's what that talks about.
We had a good run, but now it's done. It seems all the stupid people won, and all those who couldn't get along now lose anyway. We had a good run, but now it's done. It seems like the world had just begun. Now I'm sitting in my hotel room trying to find a way, cause we gotta be here anyway.
It's kind of like dark song with a smile, you know, and that's the stuff I really loved about people like the Beatles back in the day. Like, you listen to those lyrics, like a lot of them were dark themes, but it was like really happy music and delivery, and there's something about the parallel those two things I think is like really interesting. So we tried to do a little bit of that on the new record. Yeah,
awesome. I gotta ask, big fan of Weird Al, what was it like playing with him, or you know, being on stage and everything like that?
Yeah, it was a dream come true, man. It's like, you know, when you're a little rock dude, like you dream about being in an arena or in a big venue, and that was the first time we had done that. And it's, you know, our career has been interesting. Before Kirby Crackle, we've all had you know, a couple decades together, just each person on their own of non-nerd rock or whatever you want to call it before we started doing this. And so, you know, we've had ups and downs at different points in our career, and Kirby Crackle feels like an upswing, you know, knock on wood, keeps going that way. But, you know, Weird Al is like something that we really felt like, okay, we really want to soak up every moment of it. You know, it's not like we're 18, like being in a band for 2 months, being like, well, I guess we're in an arena now. It's like, no, we've been doing this for like 20 years, and now we're in an arena. We're going to love it. And Weird Al was really nice. We only met him during sound check. He came up, he goes, hey, I'm Weird Al. It's like, yeah, no shit. No one looks like you. Like, you know, it's like, you have a Hawaiian shirt and your hair is crazy. And he was really nice. And then, he left us all his food. We ate all his food backstage. So.
I'm sure you could get a bit for that on eBay if you tried.
Yeah. We kept the chicken bones.
That's great. So what's the future for Kirby Crackle? What's happening with that?
Well, the Mutate Baby record is my baby right now, and so I feel really proud about that. It took us 2 years to get that done. We've been doing a record every year, but I'm like, okay, let's take a breath. Let's figure out what we want to do. And I feel like I felt a little nervous putting this out because of the different spin of it is comics and video games still, but also I'd say, you know, 40% of it is like self-empowerment songs. But I feel like it's something that our fans wanted and something that I wanted to do. And we've always had this loyalty between our fan base where, you know, we stay the course and you guys stay with us. And I feel it's like a truce that has yet to be broken, which is great. It's like the village, right? You don't go into the woods and they don't come into there. And it only in a much more positive sense. But yeah, we got a lot of songs I'm really liking off our new record, Mutate Baby. A song called The Yellow King about the HBO show True Detective. Big fan of that. There's 9 guitars laid on top of each other on that, which is like the heaviest we've done.
The Yellow King. At the door is more of me, I hold it shut. Can't hide the hunger, can't hide the harm. A room kept locked till the day that you get what you want. When the yellow king comes around, like a whisper hanging in this town, and nothing here is quite like what it seems.
Dancing Baby Groot. It's about like the biggest missed marketing opportunity in Marvel Disney franchise history with no Baby Groot stuff. So I decided to write a song about it.
Because I've never seen nothing as cute as a dancing baby Groot. So play the Jackson 5 if you feel alive and get the whole world dancing with you. Because I've never seen nothing as cute as a baby Groot.
And then Frank the Pocket, my personal favorite, and maybe the song I'll unfortunately have to play for the rest of my life, about a pocket that it was about, like, you know, 1 inch across and high and held like a unicorn tear or a piece of Chex Mix or a Tim Tam on a hoodie that I had, and there was no reason for it, so he was a misfit pocket, and so let's write a song about it. It sounds like Brian said.
He's Frank the Pocket, and he's Frank the Pocket, and he's Frank the Pocket, and he's Frank. And he's Frank the Pocket, born out in East Mumbai.
Have you ever written any love songs for your wife?
I have. It's called Frank the Pocket. Yeah. I have. I've written a couple. Yeah.
Anything that's been in the stratosphere?
Yeah, I would say Needing a Miracle touches on that.
Look up.
She's saying all of them. All of them are about me. Yes, especially Frank the Pocket. No, yeah, Needing a Miracle and Dusty Cartridges and Long Boxes is kind of the love song for every couple that enjoys pop culture and that It's kind of based on our story too. Yeah.
I'm glad you didn't. I'm glad you didn't say Naked Wee. So.
Yeah, Naked Wee. No, that's about my neighbor.
Let's play some Naked Wee tonight. You get controllers out. I'll dim the lights. We'll play some Mario Party till the sun comes up. Let's play some Naked Wee tonight. Let's play some Naked Wee tonight. Some home run derby beneath the stars, pure light. I'll kick your ass at tennis once or twice or thrice. Let's play some Naked Wee tonight. Making me's until the break of dawn. Getting a perfect score on that expert song. I'll treasure all the time we share in Bowser's lair, saving the world again. Let's play some Naked Wee tonight.
We do this new thing called the Kirby Crackle Music Fan Club on Patreon. And what we do is for $4 a month, fans get two songs that they don't get anywhere else. It's not going to be on a CD.
Nice.
And so every month we're cranking out two different songs, like a Hozier parody of Take Me to Church called Take Me to Brunch, you know. And so just cool stuff that I feel like might not belong on an album but is fun. And so we're having a lot of fun with that. We're trying to get the word out to all our fans around the world that, hey, join the fan club. We don't want you guys to miss out on these songs, because once they're out, they're out, you know.
I'm going to totally hear that now. That sounds awesome.
Yeah. We'll play it. I'll play it tomorrow at the concert. But yeah, that's what we're doing, trying to, you know, growing Kirby Crackle as a business and a brand, and it's staying true to our roots and just trying to have a good time.
Now, obviously, you've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
And I would say probably one of the pioneers of nerd rock. How much has it changed sort of from you when you first started to how many sort of nerd rock bands have now been influenced by you or other, you know, pop culture events?
Good question. As far as nerd rock, nerd music is kind of splintered. I mean, not splintered, but it's broken into different factions, right? There was like kind of nerd folk before and nerd core. And I felt like we were one of the pioneers of the nerd rock thing. And there's about 10, 15 different bands. And my whole thing is, you know, I've been in this for so long now that I understand, you know, the young buck syndrome when you're in a band. It's kind of like, it's our band against other bands. But what I like about the nerd rock scene is everyone realizes that there's only so many of us. And, you know, rising tide floats all boats, right, ships. So basically, we try to help out other people to save them time and learning things that we had made mistakes on, saying like, okay, if you go to a convention, make sure you have this, this, and this, or, you know, make sure you have an email list or keep track of your tax stuff or whatever, so everyone can be successful. And I'm into, you know, anytime there's a new nerd rock band, I'm like, we'll play with you right away. Like, open up for us, or we'll open up for you. Whatever. I don't care. And just to get the scene growing, because the nerd music scene is only going to grow the more that we help each other and spread the word. So in some ways, my dream 10 years from now, 5 years from now, is that it's kind of, you can look back at it like the grunge scene in Seattle or like the early punk scene, where there's a handful of people doing it. And I always feel like this boulder is about to be tipped somewhere, but it's got to, you know, we all got to stay the course. And then, you know, maybe in 10 years or 20 years, you'll see a Grammys for nerd rock or whatever. That would feel like a success to me. Yeah. To see that.
Oh, we could have a whole concert dedicated to nerd rock.
So you know what's so funny? We did, so this summer in Orlando, there was something called the Orlando Nerd Fest. And it was folk, rap, rock, but it was 3 days from 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. the next day. Of every 45 minutes, there was a new band. So it was like a big hotel conference room, two stages on either side. One person would be setting up, one person would be playing. When the person was done playing, the whole crowd would walk to the other side of the room, and they'd go. And that went for 3 days, and it was kind of like nerd rock Woodstock, I felt like. It was just like, it was awesome. It was like people were having room parties, and there was no incidents of anything weird, and it was like, this is how the world should be, you know? So yeah, I want to see more stuff like that, because it can work. I've seen it.
Man, you throw comic books into that, and then that is just perfect.
Yeah.
You can just sit back, read, listen. Yeah, like that, and then keep reading. But no, that's awesome. We'll have, there's more of that, definitely.
Me too, man. It was really fun, because it was something like, you know, when you come here, like, most people are for the art, some people are for the music, everyone's here for different reasons, but everyone was there for the music. So that was a new thing for us to see that. And so, yeah, hope to see more of that.
Yeah, I think you've covered everything on our list, which is a true pro. But we're always grateful to have you on the show.
Thank you, man.
And we hope that you've been enjoying some of the tracks from Mutate Baby, which has come from Kirby Crackle. And we hope you enjoy the show. And thanks for being on the show. Welcome back to Australia. We hope that it's not too long the next time between Charging Hippo Drinks. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much, guys.
It's always great to catch up with Carl Stevens from Kirby Crackle, and thanks very much once again for taking the time out. He was so packed at his table. It was just such a great opportunity to chat with him. Also, big thanks to Supernova for their hospitality once again. And if you didn't know about Kirby Crackle earlier, you can always check them out at kirbycracklemusic.com. Or as Kyle was talking about earlier, where you get those extra tracks through Patreon, you can go to patreon.com/KirbyCrackle. Now, all of this will be in the show notes, so you can check it out there. So if it's Watch Your Mutating Baby or Watch Your Kirby Crackle, we want to hear about it. Thanks very much, guys, and we'll see you back live in the studio as of next week. Thanks very much. And enjoy my personal favorite from the new album, Mutate Baby. No spoilers, please. Thanks for listening. See you later. Bye.
I don't want to know how it all turns out. I put my time in and I'm hanging around. See how everything has gone to work out in the end. I don't know how to feel and I don't know why. It seems like everyone's trying to rush through their life. GG, baby, you can blast off. No spoilers, please. You know that I'm too far down this road of mine to change my lane. And if I could turn this car around or drive ahead, I hope I'd say no spoilers. The black of the ink is the white of the paper's green. There's only so much time that we're working with. No chapters here that I want to skip. No spoilers, please. Spoiler. The party's always going on, the bar is always there. The music never dies, so don't be scared. They'll try to rush you through because that's how it works for them. But don't let them. No spoilers, please. You know that I'm too far down. Spoilers, please.